Hey yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of the official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah!
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a media creators co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk Podcast. This is Tank and Tier speaking to a microphone here. I've emerged me to Creators Co-op,
baby.
And hopefully you're sitting inside warm in front of a fireplace somewhere, because I tell you what, it's goddamn brick titties outside. I think it was like a feel of -2 outside today here in Western New York, so hopefully everyone's bundled up inside. If not, we're going to bring the heat today, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, let's quit beating around the bush and just cut that bitch down. So if you're not following us on all social media platforms, make sure you're following us at Tank Talk underscore pod. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel here, Tank Talk Podcast, to stay informed yet entertained.
Or you know what?
Sports stoogeness, or you know what? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So without further ado, to my left, I'm joined by the one and only brother Bren.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Another day, another dollar. You know what I'm talking about?
You getting money.
And it never sleeps.
Never. Shout out Jake Martino.
Yup. Never, ever.
How you doing, bro?
Never. Hey, we're done. You know, had to watch some different sports this weekend.
Yeah. What'd you watch? Bowling?
Bowling, you're not bad.
Who do you think I am?
Yep. I miss him. Dude's retired.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dang, I believe it.
Anyways, yeah, watch some hoops. We'll talk about that later.
NBA? Oh, yeah. NBA?
Yeah.
Nice.
All-Star weekend.
Go Raptors.
I watched the majority of it. Not all of it.
Okay. And
majority.
We'll follow that up later on. But
exactly.
I was doing the same thing. I mean, we obviously Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all had plans with the ladies and all that. Friday, we stayed in, had some steak and crab legs.
Ooh. Hey, okay.
Yeah, I went to the gym before that. Got a little lift in.
Vibes.
Saturday. Hung around for most of the morning, but we went to the golf dome on Worley.
Had some dingers.
Get some dingers in.
Yeah. Did you hit the cart?
No, I didn't hit the cart. I hit the end of the dome, though, a couple times.
Bopped it? Okay. Yeah,
lasers. We're ready for Arizona. Pew! I hope you boys are ready.
I'm born ready.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever's around the corner ain't ready for me.
Oh, and with that said.
About to turn the corner, baby.
Hey, Nez Donnie.
Yeah, who's calling my phone? Who's calling Nez? We back, baby.
Life is good.
At the top of the show, you're saying or else. If they subscribe to us. What did you mean by that?
If you don't subscribe to us, your mom's a hoe.
Jeez Louise.
That'll make him cry.
Yeah.
Speaking of cry.
And your mom's probably not even blind.
Why is that? I mean, you
don't want to know.
We won't get into it. Hey. We won't get into it. Speaking of cry, when's the last time you cried, actually, Donnie?
I had some meatloaf today. Brother, it was so good. It brought a tear to my eye. I had just the right amount of onions in there and the nice sauce on top.
With a tear in my
such a good sauce.
You cried over the onions or the meat?
Pause.
Oh, all of a sudden we're pausing now. We're not going to talk about what you were talking about before we even started.
The Savior. That's all I was talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. You made the crab legs? Did you make those?
Nadia did it. Yeah, she was cooking.
Okay, she killed it.
Oh, and then you made the steaks.
I know.
She didn't do either?
She cooked both. I bought them. Got them covered. She's the cook in the house. She took care of that. I had the steak. Tell you what, biggest steak I ever had in my life. I didn't even get to finish it. That's how crazy it was.
You?
Yeah.
Not finishing a steak.
I had it for breakfast.
Oh.
Steak and eggs and beans.
It's a steak.
Nothing else, just steak.
That's it. And on the ones and twos, ladies and gentlemen, just passed his driving permit.
Yeah.
Last week, we got Aiden. What's up, man?
Streets ain't safe.
So without football, what you been up to?
I've been keeping my microphone on mute on accident.
Nice.
Okay, that's step one.
All right.
So, all right, so
we can hear you now.
I actually, after I passed my driving test, the next day, I got promoted in jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Breaking
legs and all that jazz.
Wasn't my fault.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say, indeed. But, guys, if you aren't caught up to speed on what we got cooking on socials, yeah, wake up. Exactly, wake up. Because on TikTok, most random clip of all time.
It was great.
You know, I was just at home. I seen Triple H was going viral because he was sitting behind Linda McMahon at the Senate or whatever the fuck was going on. I'm not into the politics. So I just seen Linda McMahon, Triple H was sitting there. He's just taking a sip of water. So I made a quick little clip. Time to play the game. You know, with Big Daddy Mark or whatever they call his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hit a million.
A million.
First time hit a million on any platform, of course. You know, we're a football podcast that we do talk about whatever else, and we weren't even on in the clip.
Won't be the last time.
So hopefully everyone stuck around. You know, a good chunk of the Millie is with us on TikTok now. The numbers are going, even on YouTube. We are absolutely crushing it. So can't thank you guys enough. And if you're here for the first time,
pull up on us.
Welcome in. And probably the best version of this show, I know we talk about football during the season, is in the off season. Somehow. So we are absolutely off the rails, but in terms of, you know, celebrating, you know, the 1 million. You, sir.
Yeah.
Since you are the only guy on this show that doesn't really follow WWE wrestling, I thought this would be a perfect way to celebrate. So what we're going to do here, ladies and gentlemen.
This is good.
Yeah. What we're going to do. I got five wrestlers I picked out, five WWE wrestlers for Donnie to guess. We're going to see if he knows all five.
This is like when they're going down, up and down Broadway in Nashville, just asking the random girls walking up and down the names of football teams. This is
the logos. Yes.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans draft video, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They did great.
Or the schedule release video. That's what it was.
They're like, those are the Cincinnati Tigers.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Let me pull it up here. Bang.
Boom.
All right. Hey, let's keep the camera on Donnie for this segment. So Donnie, wrestler number one for audio listeners.
This one is Triple H. That's the
ding,
guy.
Ding, 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 ding. Here we go.
One for one.
You should have did the one of him spitting water.
That would have been too easy.
Okay, you're right.
God's looking brolic.
All right, here we go.
That's crazy.
That's prime.
Wrestler two.
That guy.
Oh, no. Can you see it?
Yeah, that.
You need to get closer.
Are you sure? Can you see it?
Yeah.
You sure you can see it?
That's,
Well,
Ronald Schwarzenegger.
That's his cousin.
Or.
I don't know if that's true.
Or. Okay. Let's hear.
Yep. He looks like his name could be.
I can't see anybody on the screen.
I think it could be Johnny Stantos. He seems like an Italian guy, I would say.
You're getting closer.
Okay.
You're getting warm.
Oh, we're getting warmer.
There's no way. There's no way.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. And you can bring this back to me for. I'm not gonna lie to you. The way I set this up was like, okay, first couple he's gonna get. It's just gonna get harder as we go. I didn't know
you. This one I was supposed to get. This one?
Yes.
The first one I knew I had.
Maybe it's a bad picture.
Are we taking another
I don't
look?
Know. I thought this would be.
Yeah, get closer. Get closer.
Right, this is gonna be great for one. Get soft camera shots.
Go right in his face.
Is that a? Of course. Is that the Invisible Man? Oh, that's John Cena.
Okay,
he's looking. That's Ricky Stanicky.
Yeah, I was about to say. I know you've seen it.
That's there's Ricky no Stanicky.
Don't get this one.
Okay. All right, that was wrestler number two. John okay. Cena. Where? Correct. It took us a while to get. I'll tell you what.
Yo, Johnny Stantos longer. Was just a random name I just ripped. So I was pretty close.
Yeah, you were. But I mean, yeah. you got there. Let's say that.
I don't know how, but yeah.
Wrestler number three. Let's see it.
To the, on the right.
On the right? Oh, that's the Undertaker right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that, come on.
Okay.
Came back to life, everything, yeah.
Three for three?
That's one of my grandpa's favorites right there.
Gramps.
Yeah. Your
grandma's favorite?
Grandpa.
Oh, grandpa. I was going to say. Hey, grandma is on demon time. All right. Number four.
That is.
Oh, no. This has got to be the easiest one.
Nacho Libre.
And I mean, that's
got to be.
That's got to be. That's got to be racist. I mean, you know,
sometimes you'll wear stretchy pants just for fun. You never seen that?
Oh, I've seen it. Trust me, I've seen it. Great movie.
So it's not Nacho?
No.
No.
That's I'm not.
No, go ahead. You're already there. You're already there. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, actually, don't do it.
I got a lot of good ones, but I'm
just hit a milli on TikTok. Can't go down now.
I'm just letting it go. In. That's as far as I'll go. I'll take it as Nacho Libre right there.
Are you serious?
That's not what's the other guy's name? Daddy Yankee.
It's not Daddy Yankee.
Oh, it's gonna be a long show, huh?
Romeo Santos.
Okay, just, you're gonna have to give this one to him because ain't no way it's gonna get better.
It's Rey Mysterio.
Ah, I knew it. That's what I was about. That was my next guess.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, if you didn't get Rey Mysterio here, you're definitely not gonna get this one.
I was gonna say that was what's his name, Kelsey after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of.
Can't even remember his name.
I mean, during WrestleMania, he ran into the ring. He had the Rey Mysterio mask on.
Or does he have the Kelsey mask on?
Good question.
No.
All right. Wrestler number five.
Top five.
You did not get Rey Mysterio. You are definitely.
Wait, Jose Bautista?
He's a baseball player.
Ah. Then what's the other guy's name? He's just Bautista?
Just Bautista.
I like that guy. He's in some good movies.
He's not on the list. So.
Oh, nah.
Oh, hell no. <nah.
laughs> Why he got the blonde hair? That's crazy. That's Vanilla Ice, baby.
Close.
Almost.
I feel like his name could be something to do with wolves or coyotes for sure. The way he kind of giving off the energy there. Nope. Neither of those?
Nope, neither one. His nickname?
If he's sick with coyote.
Right? He seems like he got a coyote vibe to him. He seems like a little wild. He's a wild guy.
He's got a husky.
As a dog?
Yeah. So you're getting closer. His nickname?
The Doberman. It pinches everybody.
His nickname is the American Nightmare. Daddy was a wrestler. His nickname was the American Dream.
That's pretty cool, little twist there.
Yeah. He's the current. I mean, you can see it right there. He's currently the world champion.
Freddie McGavin.
Okay, well, you're a nice cold.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Freddy, because that's nightmares. He goes to bed.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see him in his nightmares.
Now you're thinking too deep.
Too far into that one?
Way too far. One last guess. So we got this wrong.
I call him Bleach Tips for sure.
All right. That is wrong. It's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. No, that one I had no chance.
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And ladies and gentlemen, that's...
Who's the guy that says no a bunch of times, isn't there? Or the guy that says yes a bunch of times? That's not him?
No, it's a different guy.
All right.
You're thinking Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Bryan Danielson.
He's got a beard.
Yeah. But he's not in the top five. So what do you get?
He's the top five of all time?
No, I'm saying this list right here.
Ah.
Out of five wrestlers.
Okay.
One and a half, two. We're counting John Cena as a whole.
John Cena counts.
Okay.
I got John Cena. I didn't know that was him. I know Ricky Snicky.
It was a bad picture. I'll give him that. It was a bad picture, John Cena. I could have found a better one.
I didn't know. I think John Cena, I feel like he never had hair. He had a lot of hair.
Three.
Yeah, so three out of five now.
Yeah. That's like a D plus.
Find out next week when he gets five more.
They just get deeper and deeper cuts. It just gets worse and worse.
I can't believe it. You got Rey Mysterio wrong, bro. I thought everyone knew who Rey Mysterio was.
It's Nacho, baby.
That's
Nacho.
Yeah, okay. We got nothing to say on that.
That is
we got nothing.
All right, well, nonetheless, appreciate everyone that got us to a milli on TikTok. I mean, that's a big milestone right there. And
a milli.
You know, we acknowledge our accomplishments, but we keep it the hell moving. That's all. Let's do that right now and talk about a little something that we know well to our hearts here. Because I know it's the off season, but obviously the show must go on. And nowadays, it feels like there's actually no off season in the NFL. So this past Friday, Philadelphia Eagles celebrated their little Super Bowl parade. Brother Brent, walk us through it, because seems like you got a lot of insight in what you've seen happening on the parade. So for all of us that missed it, catch us up to speed, man. What the fuck happened in Philly?
A lot of beers.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of F-bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a few shirts.
Well, some of the shirts you're saying.
Yeah.
Just, you know, CJ Garner Johnson.
My guy.
Forgot what the shirt said. Something about Taylor Swift and wordplay on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Donnie sent it into the group chat. Yeah. What did it say again, Donnie? Can you remind us who may have missed it?
I don't remember what it said. But
obviously, he was beefing with Kelsey in the middle of the...
Yeah, I feel like it was something good.
Trying to draw a play up and draw a flag, I should say.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, you ain't getting me.
And he also said, you probably should have stuck with that thick old thing.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said something along those lines.
He did say, yeah.
And when you're talking about the swearing, the news broadcast, the local Philly news, yeah, they weren't too happy about it.
Oh, no.
It's like these guys, all the work that these guys put in, leading up to that, they're celebrating. Who the fuck cares, bro? You're in Philadelphia.
You just said it.
That's okay. You're allowed to say it here, and it's really okay.
We're all done.
Maranto don't got a problem with it.
Oh, no.
We'll go Philly.
So, what?
Yeah, what is the shirt I'm saying?
I said, Swifties can L-I-X my balls.
Licks.
That's what they's got going on there.
Hell yeah.
He was vibing.
Sorry. Yeah, there it is.
Bang.
Sorry to the Swifties out there. The Eagles are doing their victory lap right now. You just got to let it happen.
Let them have it, man.
Yeah, y'all had your chance. It's over forever.
And shout out Jalen Hurts. You know, let's clap it up.
I don't even know why we're shouting him out, but yeah.
Credit to Sean Barkley.
Sean Barkley?
Yeah.
One of the guys who, you know, was a big piece of getting in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So shout out Sean Barkley. I sent the video to our guy, our Sean Barkley guy.
Forgot his name, sorry.
Sorry, Bob. And we haven't gotten the shirts yet. Maybe for good reason.
Now that you say it like that, it seems like
we're not getting shirts.
We got bad memories, man.
Just ruin that.
Bad memories?
We just got bad memories, that's all.
I had a great time watching the Eagles this year. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about forgetting the guy's name.
I forget shit.
Oh, just actual memory.
Yeah.
Like literally, we have a bad memory.
Yeah.
Not the memories themselves are bad.
No.
Yes.
Ah.
Correct. I'd be up in the clouds sometimes.
I was like, dang.
In the clouds right now?
Hey, because we're upstate. We might get to that later.
Okay.
In a couple weeks. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm in the blizzard. I don't know what clouds you got seen. I got nothing but snow clouds, baby. They're just terrible.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, so that was a little something. Oh, did you see Howie Roseman got hit in the head with a beer can?
Yes. I got him good, too. He had like a little mark on his head.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went up to the podium. He said something like, that's why I fucking love this city. I do what I do because of this city.
Because he got that bad reaction time.
It was not good. I mean, you seen literally must have hit him right on the screws because you see the perfect circle.
Oh, I know that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That had to hurt. And it was probably brick, too.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit. You won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, the Eagles parade. And, speaking of parades, this guy's parading on in here with his sub acting like
Philly, baby.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let him settle in. So, if you hear him on the microphone chomping away, that's Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That is not Anthony.
Well,
that's Maranto's arse.
Oh, almost.
I'm here. What's up, man?
Nothing really. Subway.
What's your Subway order?
Steak and cheese.
It's always steak and cheese.
Provolone.
Okay.
You got steak and cheese from Subway?
Yeah.
Disappointed in you.
What? What do you get? All right. No.
I just no.
Order. Hey, go ahead and finish your order, and I'll just tear it apart right after you're done.
Lettuce, oil, extra male. White bread. All right, carry on.
White bread?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with what you just named. There's nothing wrong. I like the ingredients that you picked there. Quality picking, dressing it up, trying to do your best there. But there is no way you should be getting a steak and cheese sub from Subway.
Why not?
What am I supposed to get?
Dog, there's a place called Viola's. They make slaps.
I'm not near Viola's.
Also, isn't
what are you near? What do you mean you're not near Viola's?
From the high school.
Isn't their slogan, have it your way?
You could have a Viola's way, too.
That's right. Burger King, bro.
Oh, it's Burger King? What's Subway?
BK. Have it your way.
Yeah.
You rule.
Oh, it's Eat Fresh?
Yeah. Subway, Eat Fresh.
Fucking Eat Fresh, brother.
It's full of lies. I actually saw a thing the other day that we should get rid of Subway forever.
No.
Why? There are better places out there. But
just they had their
they had their glory years?
They served their purpose. They gave out $5 footlongs. That's what they were supposed to do. That time has passed. Inflation has gone up. Subs are $13. It's over. Subway, it's been a good run. You're done. If they're not $5, we're not going to you. We're going to go to a real sub place unless you're Anthony. Not a good deal, pal.
11?
Yeah.
What happened with fucking $5 footlong?
That's what I'm saying.
Speaking of, I'm glad we're on this topic, and thank you for that, because there is something I wanted to bring up, and we'll just address it now.
You're welcome.
Since we're on the Subway topic. So they just released a new product. And I just want to know what you guys think of this.
Who did it, Subway?
Yes.
Oh.
A new collaboration.
Ooh.
So in my words, this is what I like to call the Oreo sub.
Oh.
We in or we out?
I'm in.
Now, is the white just the filling from the Oreo?
That's the Oreo.
Or is that ice cream?
That's the Oreo filling.
Is it gooey? Like, is it going to be liquidy? Like, you touch it, it sticks to your finger? Or is it going to be hard, like the middle of an Oreo?
It's a good question.
Because that's going to decide it for me. If it's gooey, I'm in.
There's no chance I'm getting a whole foot long and taking it to the dome.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
You said whole thing
hey,
one bite.
Hey, I'm happy that you're not. Hey, I'm not taking a 6-inch into the dome. So I'm happy that you're not taking a quarter of it.
I'll take a quarter of the Oreo sub.
Yeah, that's definitely something you share, right? Like you cut that thing in.
Yeah, there's no chance
some
of me
pieces
the whole thing.
And yeah.
Well, you tie them out. We're talking about the Oreos. What is it on your mind?
Donnie, what you got going on?
This guy's taking a foot long to the dome, bro.
I said I'm not.
Good.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
I throw a foot long cookie. Not one bite, though.
He's taking it to the dome.
He just did.
So what you're telling me is we're going to have it on the show one day.
I'll get it before the show one day.
Right, we'll do a review next week.
Okay.
It'll be spicy.
It's in stores.
Yeah, that should be.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't go. He goes. You ask him. He goes all the time.
Is there?
Should be. I don't see it in front of me, but.
Well, yeah, they got to make
sure
it back.
I'm sure it's in like the
oven. You would order it, though?
Yeah, I would order it.
You guys in or out? We all in or out?
I'll be in, yeah.
I would order it if it was free.
Well, you're not paying for it? So what you're saying is you want to rob Subway.
Hey.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to get on that mask right there. Just like Nacho. Never know who it was.
That's a good point.
This guy.
Oh. How's baseball, dude? Everything good? We ready for the season?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be crucial for you because now that we're in the offseason, you're going to have to catch us up to speed on everything that's happening outside of football, because just to reintroduce us to everything.
Whoa.
Not as good as not. You know, that sounded good.
Oh, I feel I'm great.
I feel all great.
I feel I'm great. All right, regardless. Going back in
37 days away, opening day of baseball. You're welcome.
College has already started.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's off season. We gotta.
I was about to ask you.
Gotta look forward.
I didn't get breaking news though.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Baseball. There's Fanatics fixed their uniform issue.
Really?
Not see through no more.
Can't see cheeks or dongs no more.
Hey,
think ratings are gonna go down or up?
Did what?
Rating is going to go down or up.
We'll see.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, What else happened? Oh, so you know the letters on the back and the numbers were tiny?
Yeah.
They expanded them back to what they were.
Okay. I like that.
The uniform's going to look better from what I've been hearing.
I like that.
So maybe I'm still going to go on my three-game routine. I watch opening day, see what everything's about. Like, all right, I'm cool with this. I'm going to still need a break, though. I'm going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I'll start weekend. And then
it's like a
take another break. And then I'll come back for the World Series.
It's a 90-game break right there.
Well, that's all I need.
If there's more games,
I am not watching all 162 games.
Because there are
you don't have to watch all of them, just a little more.
I mean, like the last five matter.
I look at the box score. The highlights are all the same. Unless something crazy happened. Is anybody, you tell me, is anybody throwing like 200 miles an hour this season?
No.
Other than Paul Skeens?
No, but he's adding two more pitches to his rotation.
So what's that mean?
What's he got?
For us non-baseball stooges, all right, what's that mean? So
like a new pitch. He's OG pitch rotation is a fastball, splinker, which is his own pitch. Change up.
All right, great. We got
slider. And what?
He was on a roll.
I don't know, my bad.
Jeez. I want to say that's it, but he's adding a cutter and a sinker.
So it's like
teaching Pokemon even more moves, basically. He's going to be better.
Huh? It is like teaching Pokemon.
It's like teaching a Pokemon a new move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So you still got a mustache?
He does.
Okay. Now we're back. Now we're talking.
Need a jersey.
You're so high. Well, I got a guy.
I need one. Yeah.
Speaking That's of a guy who's probably going to be wearing the same jersey. Huh? Allegedly, the Bengals plan to use the franchise tag on T. Higgins to keep him around yet another season and prevent him from hitting the market. So, according to Adam Schefter, though, it is obviously tag time in the NFL. Starting today through Tuesday, March 4th, teams could designate the franchise tag or transition players. It is expected to be a quiet tag cycle, according to Adam Schefter, with the minimum tag options on T. Higgins, Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold, or cornerback Byron Murphy Jr. for the Vikings. And Chiefs guard Trey Smith. So obviously the big name here is T. Higgins, who we all assumed was probably going to walk away. I didn't even consider the franchise tag again.
Psych!
So yeah,
they're allowed to do that again.
They can do it as many times as they want.
That's crazy.
Actually, I think so. Because they hit the Giants hit Barkley with it twice.
Is it not because they did the different tag last year where they said you can go get a different contract if you want to?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I got to dive back into like the back end shit of it because
it's confusing.
It is. It
really last year was a different type of tag. I saw that they did a different type last year and they're doing the regular type this year.
So, yeah, it's again, I'm going to have to do a little more research on it again because I thought I had it down pat last year with the different tag options. But yeah. Who the hell really knows? It's almost like the salary cap, right? The Saints have been under the cap for however many years now. And somehow they just continue to figure it out.
At some point, they're going to have to blow that up, right?
But, yeah, I mean, that could be another conversation.
Bro, the Bengals are brokies.
Yeah, they just don't spend money.
The Bengals are brokies.
I thought you said rookies. Yeah, no, they don't like spending money.
You know what T. Higgins' mom had to say about this?
What's that?
She tweeted or commented somewhere. Selfish bastards. And she
I'll clap for that.
Yeah, she not wrong. Pay this dude. Or let him go play somewhere else. You just franchise tagged him last year. Dude wants his money. And he's nice.
Yeah, because I don't even know what because I think they're still trying to figure out what the cap is this year. Because it's expanding. They just don't know what the number is yet. So I think they're still trying to figure out what the value is on a franchise tag. But yeah, I don't know, bro.
Bengals.
I thought he was getting away. I really did.
Let him. Although it's good for fantasy to keep him in the Bengals.
Is it? And look, I mean, I get what you're saying.
It is. I feel like a lot top of people, 5 in points per game. Like, I'll keep him there. It's fine with me.
I feel like a lot of people complain about him, though.
The problem with T. Higgins is, and for fantasy purposes, he'll say his hamstring hurts And then he'll go out and they'll be like, all right, he's active. He'll play two plays and then they'll pull him. So he'll get you a zero instead
then
of
he's out another week or two,
which is fine. Cause it's like, if you're out, sit out, be injured. That's cool. That's good. But just don't go in for the, and I mean, that's good on his part and being a good team player, trying to suit up and go out there and play, even though his hamstring was hurting. But now that you did that and it was actually not good, you came out in five plays, I get a zero on my lineup. You could have just sat out.
Loose.
Yeah. Just play when you're actually good. Especially if they're not going to pay you anyways. What am I going out there and risking my legs for?
Well, the conversation's always been like, he could be a wide receiver one on literally any other team, probably except for the Vikings. We could all agree on that.
Pretty much, yep.
Well, no.
Everybody else.
I don't agree with that.
But who else?
Who else is better than T. Higgins?
A lot of people.
What teams couldn't he be a wide receiver one on?
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Sure, you can say that. I'm okay with it. Okay. We got two.
The Dolphins.
Okay, we can do that. Sure, three.
The Bucks. Mike Evans.
Sure, I'll give you that.
That's at least a tie. Let's see. The Cowboys.
I'll give you that. So five.
Detroit.
Amon Ra.
You're taking T. Higgins over Amon Ra?
I don't know. So,
that's a close one.
I give you Amon Ra.
We'll go. I'm going Giants.
Malik over T. Higgins. Isn't it great?
Because I'm an LSU fan now.
Okay, let's go. He's in college football.
Hey.
They're gonna, good for you because they have QB1 going in the next season.
Oh, yeah?
Gary Nussmeier.
Let's go.
So there you go. That's good for you.
He's a good. He can run.
I feel like all of them can do it.
Ah, good.
They could all run, kind of.
What was I about to say, though?
Texans.
I don't know, Nico.
Nico's nice.
Nico's a beast.
They're about the same player, though.
Okay, so overall speaking, he could be he could be wide receiver one on good majority of teams in the league.
Yeah, a lot of teams.
Two-thirds.
Bills easily.
Oh, yeah, by a mile.
I'll take him.
Which, I mean, Deion Dawkins was talking about him last season, too.
Hey, Packers, too.
Well, yep.
Probably, yeah.
Ask Josh Jacobs.
What was he saying?
He said they need a wide receiver one. And every wide receiver on his team said, yo, fuck you.
Sorry about it, Aiden. That's not good going into this season.
No. Jaden Reed was pissed. Dontavian Wicks was pissed.
I like it, though. Like, challenge your guys, man. Step the shit up.
He wasn't challenging him. He would say, we need to go get somebody new.
If I'm one of them, I'm like, shit, all right. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm like, okay, well, let me push my limits so I can change the way you view our team. If not, sorry about it. You stink.
They better. You only got during Toyotathon to prove it. After that, you don't have a real quarterback.
Toyotathon every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only part of the year though. It's like back end of the season, like right before playoff starts, it ends, and like halfway through the season it starts.
Yeah, it's like holiday season time, basically.
Yeah. So Jordan Love is like trash, mad nice, back to trash in the playoffs.
I don't want to get off top again, but you brought up Malik Nabers, and we're talking about the franchise tag. Saquon Barkley came to mind.
Shayshon.
I made a mess with the Giants fans last week that I'll take a little easier on them.
Why?
I don't know, but it's just funny to me how Malik Nabers is ready to get up out of there already.
He's already good. You see, I saw Saquon was saying that the Giants need a quarterback.
And Jamo.
Yeah.
Jamo will be lit.
He's awesome.
We'll see what they do. They got the third overall pick. We'll get into draft talk in a couple weeks. Because
when's the draft?
The end of April. Towards the end of April.
It's probably like 28th or something.
It's Green Bay.
Draft is in Indy. Combine's in.
Let's go.
You really want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Can you take another work trip?
It is next week.
I'll take work trips.
I think you're talking about the draft.
Oh, the actual draft?
Yeah.
All right, what's next week?
Okay, next week combine. Is combine. Ah. Already.
Oh, lit.
Yeah.
Not this weekend, but the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next weekend, I'll talk a little bit about, give us a preview who we're looking for. But we could talk a little bit about all that, the prospects and drafting the combine a little later on. Because I got a little something for us to talk about down the road.
And I'm looking
at the topical. Someone must have added something in there. So let's address that one real quick. It looks like that's a Donnie topic.
What's that?
What is going on there? We'll talk about the All-Star game after this. What the fuck is that?
Big news. All right. Steph Diggs and Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi. My man was out on a date with Cardi B for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, Steph. I see you.
I thought her and Offset were back together, no?
No, Offset dropped a record, like a diss track towards Cardi B.
You mean the same person that she was? Well, we ain't got to get into it.
No, I mean, we're here.
All right. So
what?
Rumors have it, while they were still together, Cardi and Offset, while she was pregnant, she did some things with Stephon Diggs. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, see? I don't want to bring it up. Now block. Look at your face. Yeah.
Why don't you want to bring it up?
Stephon Diggs was headbutting the baby.
Yes.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That kid about to come out the womb, CTE.
Steph Diggs is him.
That's all of a sudden he's him.
Hey.
All of a sudden.
Yo, if you're like a 31-year-old wide receiver with a torn ACL and you're pulling Cardi B, that's pretty good.
He was already pulling.
Cardi. And it was already pulling, but he came back around even with a bust leg. Even as wide receiver 3.
Yep.
That's huge. That's huge.
I'm in.
You going to get a jersey, though?
Whatever team he's
on. Yeah, them Houston Texans jersey not so bad now, huh?
He might not be there. He might not be there next year.
He probably won't be in a Cowboys jersey.
Probably.
That'd be cool. Where's Cardi live? Where's Cardi B live?
I know she's
the wrong guy. I don't know.
Let me look it up. Let's see where Cardi B lives.
I know she lives in Miami. I know she came up from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could be a Giant.
That's funny.
Back with Dable.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's saying she lives in Atlanta. Can we see Steph Diggs teaming up with Michael Penis?
Who? Team up with who? Who's Michael Penis?
I saw it on the Falcons.
Michael Penis?
Why are you doing that motion, bro?
Hey.
Yeah, he's going to get a jersey now.
Good with the lefty quarterback. Steph Diggs could be good with a lefty quarterback. Huh?
Sure.
Oh, no.
He about to get some lemon pepper wop, baby.
Okay.
Okay. Is there an update? I know you got breaking news on Cardi. Is there an update on Rod Wave? Is there anything on Rod Wave? I got to know.
Rod Wave, I haven't heard from him lately. I haven't heard from him.
Should we reach out to his team and be like, yo, what the fuck did you tell Bryce Young?
Facts.
He still hasn't said. Bryce Young not telling nobody.
I wouldn't. He want other people to succeed just like him? No.
I don't know.
No.
But yeah, I mean, if he tells everyone what Rod Wave told him, everyone else is going to get way better. And then Bryce Young is going to go back to being the worst because he won't have the Rod Wave advantage.
That's a good point.
Speaking of that, Andy Dalton just got signed over there, too.
Yeah.
Big moves. Do you know I got a friend, like a real good friend, that...
It's good you have a friend.
He is a fan of two teams. And
both stink?
They are both terrible. He likes the Panthers. Always was a big Panthers guy.
I think he told me about this guy.
Okay. And a Giant. Always. And the Giants, because he's from New York. Like, he's from Long Island, so it's, like, right near New York. So you have to pick one. And he was Giants, so he's... I mean, if you're the Jets, it's still terrible. But so he has the Giants and the Panthers as his, like, squads. And I was like, the other day it hit me. I was like, damn.
Must suck.
And you got double-ass squads? That's crazy.
Double-cheeked.
You got to just be just a fantasy fan at that point.
When's the last time you checked in on him? Can we get a wellness check? Don't send him the video we put out last week. Don't send him that. Giants.
Don't
tell me he was one of the ones that commented.
Probably was.
Yo, hold on. I just talk about that real quick. There's people in the comment section adding the dude that wrote the big paragraph. Nice. They're adding.
Yes. Let's go. They said,
Matt, whatever, blah, 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 sounds like a guy that'll sit down while peeing. There's three people that have said that. I don't know if they're bots. I don't know what is going on. And who knows if this guy's seen it.
Who knows if he's a bot?
Matthew?
Technically he is.
That paragraph seemed like an AI written. Maybe we got to do an AI check on it.
I got nothing on Rod Wave.
Okay, good.
Shit.
All right, but talking about a little success.
And, oh, I got a tweet from 5 days ago.
Okay, this is important.
This is from Vicky Pearl. She says, I woke up with this on my heart and needed to share it. I hate Rod Wave so much. 5 days ago.
All right.
That's all I got.
Okay. I never.
Yo, that's my type of time. Let's go.
It's weighing on her heart.
It's weighing on her heart. Yo, you're just ass.
That is crazy. But let's talk about something that has been weighing on everyone's hearts this week, and especially on Twitter. This is
what, Lyft drivers?
Nope.
What?
I know what you're talking about. We're not going to talk about that.
Do you think Rod Wave could get in a Lyft car or no? We can keep it going if you want.
It was a draw there, but nonetheless,
okay.
This is something we've been talking about the past 3 years. Ever since we started the show. How can the NBA fix the All-Star format?
Yeah.
So what it was, for everyone that didn't tune in this weekend, so obviously the past couple seasons, they've, you know, they tried the traditional East-West. They've tried the pickup draft teams with LeBron and name a random player from the East draft pickup game. This year they tried out a tournament style. So there was representatives from what's it called? Inside the NBA, Shaq. There's Team Shaq. There's Team Chuck. There's Team Kenny and Team Candace. So they had three of those teams set on the bracket for Sunday. Saturday night, during All-Star weekend, whoever won the Rising Stars game got to play in the actual tournament to play the other All-Stars. So it was a four-team tournament.
Okay.
Rising Stars played Shaq's OGs. And then Chuck actually had an international team. So like you're thinking like your Jokic, your Wembys, so
team
on
I would
so
root
forth.
Against.
Team you would root against, I guess. And then Team Kenny is supposed to be the young stars, even though he said I drafted everyone 25 and younger, even though he had Jalen Brunson on the team, was 28. Whole shit show. But nonetheless.
Okay. I see the vision a little.
Like the current stars, yeah.
Sure.
You could get me to really go Team USA real quick against the
so nonetheless the tournament started at 8 o'clock, didn't end till like midnight for four games. There's a lot of breaks in between to celebrate the inside crew, which we know is the last season TNT has coverage of the NBA.
Yeah.
They had Kevin Hart, you know, butt in multiple times, which is kind of, you know, long story short, it just took too long. The duration of the night just took way too long from my perspective. I don't know if you guys sat down and watched the full thing. It's definitely okay if you didn't, because I will say you didn't miss much. Although in the beginning, people were talking about how it's not competitive anymore, because you think back in the days with Kobe and those type of guys who took it serious when it was the original East and West format. Ever since those guys faded out, seemed like, you know, since the player salary went up, they just didn't care for it anymore. They didn't take it as serious. Kind of leaked into the All-Star weekend as a whole with the dunk contest and all that. Shout out Mac McGlone, though. Three-peat.
Yeah.
What boys can't jump?
Oh, he jumped over a car. Yeah.
Was it a Kia?
It was a Kia. Sponsor of the NBA, yeah.
Nice.
Go figure.
Deep point contest?
Tyler Hero.
White guy.
Another white. Here we go.
That was a Jack Harlow song.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
The
something, something, Tyler Hero.
Something, my jumper, fix my jumper, something.
Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come well, boy, wonder.
Bring it up, man.
Huh?
It was February.
Yeah.
Do these guys not understand? Like, read the room.
Yes. Didn't read it.
Tyler. Cooper DeJean. Who cares?
Tyler Hero's an all-star.
Yeah, rather. Yeah.
Sure.
But anyways, with the format, what is your guys' thoughts on the format? Because it seems like everyone's out on it. To me,
I'm out.
I didn't mind it. I don't mind the structure of it. It seemed like the first two games, there's a total of five blocks. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's
pretty
massive.
Good, though. That's bad. That's defense.
It is. So it
were they all Wemby?
At least three.
I think he only had like two.
Okay, yeah, two. Okay, good.
But nonetheless, I think the format was okay. I think the breaks in between kind of ruined the vibe of it, slowed everybody down. Because even SGA, he was going back and forth with Kevin Hart. He was a little pissed that they had to keep taking breaks, and Kevin Hart was on a live mic just talking shit with his drunk ass.
Whoa.
But nonetheless, man, like, I didn't mind the format. There can be some tweaks to make it better. People were upset about the Rising Stars being in, playing on the same All-Star court as the other guys. So the floor is yours, Donnie. What's your thoughts on this whole format?
We could just get rid of the Rising Stars, I think, altogether. No, I'm not worried about no Rising Star. Let me do this. Is All-Star weekend, not Rising Star weekend. Get the Rising Stars in there when maybe you make it to the All-Star game, bro. We're going to have a G League All-Star team too and pull up? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, why not?
And then we'll also invite March Madness All-Star team, like, had the Globetrotters go out. We don't need the Rising Stars. I don't care about them. I'm not watching them.
Me and Aiden seen the Globetrotters last week. It wasn't their problem that it was a shit show. It was more so the arena. Couldn't hear nothing. Scoreboard wasn't working, so we left.
Oh.
But to continue. My rebuttal to that is I think it's important to have the Rising Stars because it's like you need to know who's on a come up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a I'm not turning on the All-Star game to who's a Rising Star right now.
Zach Edey.
I'm not turning on the All-Star game to watch Zach Edey ever.
I will say the Rising Stars game is cool. I kind of agree with you. Don't put them with the rest of the All-Stars.
Put it at London time, 8 a.m.
They didn't make All-Stars. Even though that is cool to have the young guys almost beat the legends. That was a close game. And,
let's do Rising Stars and WNBA All-Star same time against each other.
No, let's do the third string versus WNBA starters.
I would watch that.
Okay. No, we're not disrespecting women on this program.
Or not. We're just saying that we want to see them smoke
them. Yeah, we're just saying.
WNBA would probably smoke.
I just want to see the WNBA smoke the Rising Stars. That's all. Let's see it. The
Angel Reese Burger.
WNBA, they got some stars coming up, bro. I did try that, though.
Did you miss was it good? Did you miss? I don't think it was good.
She's got a burger.
Did you miss your mouth a couple times? You say it. Did you miss your mouth a couple times?
No, I made it, bro. It was good. All it was a quarter pounder with cheese with bacon.
That's all it was.
Barbecue sauce.
Quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce.
Yeah. It's live.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is why she's my favorite WNBA player.
She is.
It's the only one I know.
Oh, you know Caitlin Clark.
No, Plum.
Kelsey Plum.
Oh, that's Kelsey. Darren Waller's ex.
Yeah.
See? Just because she led to some classics. She led to the second variation of Marvin's Room, basically.
Anthony, what's your thought on the format?
They're just trying to do too much to, like, make the new style of the All-Star game, like, good, but they're just making it too much, and it's like this Rising All-Star, the four brackets or the four teams for the bracket. Like, split up the – kind of like how hockey is, like, into the four divisions of the NBA. So make it kind of like that instead of like
– Is there a cash incentive to winning?
Mm-mm.
I mean, they already have, like, $1 billion, but I feel like there's, like, got to be some number that could actually make them want to win. Like
– That's my thing, too.
$2 million?
Like, the winner – should be like home court advantage for the NBA Finals.
Right? Sure, I'm on board with that. I don't want to. Maybe you get a bonus for going.
But nah.
It's a privilege. I think that's what's getting lost sight of this here. It used to be a privilege to get to the All-Star and call yourself an All-Star game. Now it's like you get there, it's like, I ain't playing this shit. Fuck this. It's kind of a slap in the face of the rest of the league.
Bro, yep. They just already don't care about the regular season. You want me to care about the All-Star game?
So Rachel Nichols tweeted this out. She tweeted, Dame Lillard wants to go back to an East-West All-Star game.
Agree.
Says he'd be fine with home court advantage for the finals being on the line.
Then people would actually try.
Yeah, and he also says if the format stays, this current format that they tried out this weekend, maybe do – I think you guys would be on board for this. I don't know if you see this. An all-snub team.
Ooh, the people
there.
Yeah.
So it would be better as the fourth team instead of the Rising Stars. So essentially the all-snub team, it's obviously
that you're not good enough
self-explanatory.
Team.
Yeah, make it the reserves, yeah.
And they would be trying.
Yeah.
Watch this.
If I'm adding to that, I'd say, okay, you're doing the bracket style you're doing. And so the all snub team, if they beat the first team they play against, All-Star gets removed from the actual All-Star team.
Yeah.
And the all-snub team gets the All-Star name.
Yes. That'd be fire.
Yes. We just saw.
Then they'd actually try.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, but how would you know that the – like, how would they get on the team, like, all-snub? Like, how would they vote to get
Trae
on
Young.
The team?
Like, Trae Young already like got a spot next year for the all-snubs.
Is it like the NBA – like the NBA picks that team, like the
no, it's all fan voted.
Okay,
so I'm sure there's a way you could track.
The top votes.
The last I know five they did didn't make it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you could just be like, oh, these are the players at each position that were just barely missed it. Yeah.
We're all brainstorming out loud right now, but I think that's one way you could, you know, enhance a little bit. And talking about the, if you go back to East versus West, we talked about this last year. I remember I was literally looking back at some of our clips. Just like baseball, put the home court advantage for the finals be on the line.
Is that how it is for baseball? I've not clocked.
Yeah, the World Series. You're supposed to be the baseball guy, bro.
You didn't know this?
I actually didn't know that.
It's the only sport that does that.
Yeah.
He's got nothing. He's mind blown right now.
He said it, the more you know.
And they're also talking about, I don't know if I have the tweet pulled up, but they were talking about discussing, like, maybe setting up a one-on-one tournament style.
Yeah.
Winner gets a million or something like that, even though a million ain't really shit to them.
They would not care about that.
But a one-on-one style, I mean, that'd be clean.
They wouldn't. They would care about winning that, but I don't think they would play in it.
Curry versus Wemby.
Until some no-name absolutely tears up a superstar in the league.
They should do like pure shooters versus big men.
KD would be sick if he lost to anyone. Tweets right. would go crazy. From account number JS77712.
Kyrie, you seen what he did to Wemby?
I don't know, but Wemby deserved it.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Wemby.
Because he's international.
Thank you.
That is crazy.
You could be from Canada. I'm with Shy and RJ Barrett.
I think the only reason why the
European dudes, guess what? I don't care. I'm not caring about horse riders coming in here to play NBA games.
I do. He don't even like basketball.
Bro.
It's his job.
He's getting funnier, though. Yes. I mean, he already has been funny, but I've been seeing more and more funny stuff from him.
Joker made fun of Wemby for reading the book before the game. He said, what's that?
Oh.
Wemby's like, I read before every game.
Oh.
He just started laughing. Bullying him. I after watching the All-Star game, though, another thing to think about, too, if we're spitballing some ideas, what about, because now there's enough international players coming in, USA versus the world.
I've been seeing that one.
That'd be cool. We probably get cooked.
Yeah.
As much as you hate out, you already know.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get
it. You got to think about it off the top of your head. Luka,
Wemby,
Giannis.
That's a big one. Giannis.
Joker
is a big one too.
And you can stop right there.
SGA.
Yeah, SGA counts as five. Yeah.
You know, we got against that.
Old ass LeBron, old ass KD, old ass Steph Curry.
Thank you.
We got Tatum, you know.
We got Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. It's crazy how Jason Tatum was on the OG team.
Jaylen Brown was
him and Jaylen Brown. Yeah,
even though they're not really.
Yeah.
James Harden, still an All-Star somehow. I don't know what he's been doing. That's my guy, though.
I know. I used to be a big fan of
the Clippers. He's just on the Clippers. That's it.
They got nothing.
They got no one else.
Kawhi ain't played nothing.
Oh, I forgot he even existed.
Yeah.
He's still, like, hurt, I think.
Sure.
He's always hurt.
Okay, yeah, sure he is. He's been hurt for every year he's ever been on the Clippers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know how you fix the All-Star game. A lot of the ideas we kind of spit out there, I mean, they could work. It's just a matter of, like, we've tried so many things. It's going to get to a point where there's a chance they could just take this shit away, just name a team.
That'd be fun with me. I didn't watch it all.
They don't give a fuck about the festivities anymore. Like, dunk contest, no one's in it. Mac McGlone is just running this shit. Carrying it on his back, by the way. No one's talking about that enough.
3 years in a row.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in the dunk contest this year.
I had no clue.
But I saw a video of a kid walking by Matt McGlone in a Matt McGlone jersey. He said, yo, what's up? And he just said, what's up? And kept going. He didn't have no idea who he was.
Yeah.
And he was wearing his jersey.
Mm-hmm. From like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You're like, you know, that was just your the guy on your jersey. He's like, oh shit, wait.
The fact they got a G League guy doing all this.
Yeah.
And it's not even like he's just getting by and they're just giving it to him because there's no one else in there. Like, he's fucking them up.
They should bring like content creators, like dunkers, into the dunk contest now. No one tries.
I mean, they might as well.
That's why Matt McGlone has a contract, basically.
Like Jordan killed whatever.
Who?
He's like, I don't know. He's got blue hair, ponytail. He's like sick at dunking.
I'm out.
They got no. You have to see him. You have to see him.
You have to see him, Donnie. New era.
Blue hair ponytail guy.
He's like actually sick.
He plays Fortnite on the side.
Play Fortnite on the side is
he's,
crazy.
He's got the bun clipping. He just unclips it.
But yeah, I mean that's my thoughts on All Star Weekend as a whole. Like,
oh, we talk about Chris Paul and Wemby cheating.
Oh yeah, I like that. That was the only thing I did watch.
Yeah, that was strategic.
Watch that. I didn't watch that.
They just ran by and chucked the ball over and over and over as fast as they could.
They didn't even care about the targets. They just sprinted.
Wemby's going to be a problem, bro.
Yeah.
Donnie, he took two steps from half court and just yammed on it.
Dunk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two steps.
I got to bring this up since we are talking about Wemby. Reporter asked Anthony Edwards about being the face of the league. He just goes, I'm not really worried about it. We got Wemby. Which I don't know how I feel about that because obviously –
I thought he was going to be a dog.
Be guy.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a dog.
Yeah.
Dog, his first dunk.
Bro, I don't care about this tall, skinny-looking, weird old dude from France.
Yes, you do.
Slender bit.
Have you seen anything from him at all?
Trade him to the Lakers.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Then I'm in.
For the free.
If you get
Or the Raptors.
If you get Wemby and Luka on the same team, I'm sorry, it's cut. I don't even care who you surround them with. It's cut. What, how are you going to defend them, motherfuckers?
Can't.
Just give him beers. It might not even matter.
It doesn't.
I mean,
drink more.
Jokic somehow might win because he's just.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I think that. I don't really know.
Dude, the NBA as a whole is just like cooked.
It's tough. It really is. It's a sad thing, too, because NBA All-Star Weekend was my favorite one out of all the major sports.
Yep.
Now it's not even close.
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, they all suck, though.
That is also true.
I can understand not try. Like, the Pro Bowl, they did the right thing.
Pro Bowl is ass.
Which is ass, yeah.
It's more physical than the NBA.
Yeah, you can't really do it.
You can't.
You shouldn't do a real Pro Bowl.
They're doing the alternative.
Are they playing flag football?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been like 4 years.
Oh, it had not been that long.
It's been like three.
I think
two.
This is the second year.
It's the second year.
It's only two?
Because last year was the first year and Tyreek Hill got trucked.
Yeah.
I think year? My first – the last Pro Bowl I watched, I think, had Chad Ochocinco in it, so.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
When was
– Back when they had the cool red, white, and blue jerseys.
Okay, so 21 was the last year.
21-22.
That was Mac the last Jones. Year, then.
Sure.
Because he made the Pro Bowl and –
He started greeting in the.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Huntley, my favorite Pro Bowler.
What?
Snoop Huntley is my favorite Pro Bowler.
Sure.
The fact he made it, I don't know how he gets there. That's a problem, too, but.
Yep.
But I'm talking. So, in like comparison, though, there is no alternative to basketball.
No.
Basketball is basketball.
They could play some horse.
No.
Steph Curry horse would be cool. Steph Curry, Dame.
He would just throw.
You could add into the festivities.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Jokic,
that'd be better than the. I'm not watching Matt McGlunk ever. Give me John Morant, or I'm not watching.
He's probably never going to make it to the NBA.
Let's keep him in the dunk contest. If I'm him and they want me to keep being in this dunk contest, pay me. Yeah. I am carrying this shit on my back.
I'm in.
He said that might be his last one.
What is he going to do after that?
G League, baby.
Yeah.
Face of the G League.
That's Bronny, baby.
In the corner. Whoa. He performed.
Yeah, that was horrible. The best part of the weekend.
Probably was. What do you mean it was horrible?
The song was good, but it was.
Do you not like rappers?
I just said the song was good, but the performance is horrible.
Better or worse than the halftime show?
I'm going to say it was better, but.
It was better than the halftime show? All right. I believe it.
The fuck it
I'm
was.
I'm about to throw in the towel at the
Who's calling my shit?
Okay.
Is it Stace?
I didn't want to talk about this, though, because I mean, we were talking about the Super Bowl like crazy last week.
Yeah.
We completely skipped over the fact the NFL honors happened.
There was a lot last week. There was a lot the last 2 weeks. Okay.
You forgot a big one.
It was big.
Josh Allen MVP. Hey. Didn't really talk about that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think it was the first time.
Can we start doing this earlier?
What's that?
It's giving out MVPs.
I mean, do it earlier.
It's like they should call it Wild Card Weekend.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, the voting ends before the.
And I don't give a shit about who the MVP is while I'm watching them be in Cancun while Shayshon's out here playing.
It's good. I'm
you know what I'm saying? But if it would have happened like Wild Card Weekend, we'd be like, yeah, MVP, because he's still everyone's guaranteed to still be in it.
And then maybe it would have boosted him up a little bit.
Yeah, and then like the Lamar Josh Allen game would have been like, oh, real MVP versus old MVP. Yeah.
It was already set in stone by then. Yeah, both were in. I like it.
Instead, we're just calling it out during the Pro Bowl. Like,
nah. That was the night before, 2 nights before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got other stuff to worry about.
like what?
The Super
Bowl. The Super Bowl. What do you mean, like what?
The biggest game of the season.
Yeah.
Actually.
But as I was saying, I think, I forget what year it was. No, actually, it's right here. So Allen has defied the odds in winning his first MVP award, becoming the third player to receive it despite not being named first team all pro since the award was first given in 1957. Which is insane, because normally because you got to think about it, it's the same people that vote for the all-pro teams that vote for the MVP award. And they had Lamar as a first-team all-pro quarterback.
Yeah, but I seen something. It was like all-pro, they go by stats. And then MVP, they go by, like, definition of value.
Right.
Lamar had better stats. Which
should be correct, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is – like historically, it shows. That's what I'm pointing out. Is that normally whoever gets the first team all pro gets MVP. So it was kind of different for them to do it this time around.
Yeah, how it should be.
So obviously, Allen won the MVP. Going to give him his flowers there.
They're calling him Joel Embiid of MVPs,
which is crazy.
Fuck that. Literally carried the team all season.
Take him off the team. Fucking put him Mitch Trubisky. See what happens. Top five pick. I'm sorry.
You don't believe in Mitch?
The Bills go as Josh Allen goes.
To the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
To Arrowhead.
Yep.
And that's it.
Maybe that'll change. We'll see. Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell.
Lit.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I don't think. There's
a couple guys. I think him and Dan Quinn should have been final two.
Sure.
I mean, that's only because they went far. You could say Sean Payton.
Well, even just making the playoffs. Sean Payton, too. Yeah.
I think he might have been a candidate.
Because
making the playoffs. Both of them, rookie QBs. Not even supposed to be there.
Yeah, not at all.
Not even close, actually.
Yeah.
Defensive rookie of the year, Jared Verse, Los Angeles Rams. I feel like we kind of seen that one coming.
Yep.
Comeback player of the year. Congratulations, Joe Burrow.
Second time.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't play. Hurt. Yeah, it was Jake Browning.
He didn't come off the couch. He was actually hurt.
I'm down with coming off the couch being a comeback player, though.
He jokingly said, I don't know if you guys caught this. He's like, this is, can't lie to you, this is really not the award that I really want to be nominated for twice. But here we are. So, Joe Burrow, comeback player of the year.
Hopefully, he doesn't have to come back again.
Nothing to really hate about it. I mean, it is what it is.
Who else could it be? I'm looking.
DeMar.
Who?
DeMar was a nominee.
DeMar who? Hamlin. DeRozan? DeMar Hamlin played in the playoffs last year. What are we doing? We'll come back from what?
I agree.
He was alive all year last year.
He should have won it last year, if anything.
Yeah.
Nah, Joe Flacco actually did something.
Well, if DeMar would have got that first down on the fake punt.
Oh, yeah.
Then he would have won it. Yeah.
Changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley.
Wait, Aaron Rodgers didn't win it?
Nope.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
You didn't see that coming. And then I would like to get your thoughts on this one. because there could have been a couple guys that won this one. Defensive player of the year, Pastor Tan, the second.
Yeah.
Lockdown corner.
He deserves it.
I'm cool. I mean, I'm not.
When was the last corner to win?
Stephon Gilmore, I think. I forget what year it was.
Patriots one?
Yeah.
Oh, was that like 2017?
Yeah, something like that. 18, something.
Did Josh Norman win it?
Nope.
That was during J.J. Watt years, probably, is why.
Yeah.
Nobody on the Eagles is good enough to be Defensive Player of the Year?
No, they're just a unit.
Yes. You could say midseason I had Xavier McKinney.
Oh, yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah, Packers.
Trey Hendrickson, maybe, led the league in sacks.
I thought it was going to be him.
Nah, I ain't giving it to no one missing the playoffs. Can't do it, especially when your team gives up a bajillion points.
That defense is ass. He was the defense.
You only have a bunch of sacks because you're literally out there all game long because you guys suck.
Come down to the Colts, brother.
I started every Bengal in the defensive league. You know why? They got a lot of tackles. You know why? Because they play defense 60 minutes a game.
Oh, their linebacker requested a trade.
Send him over.
Some Pratt?
Jermaine Pratt.
He was on my team.
Send him over.
Yep. He gets tackles.
Offensive rookie of the year.
Fit right in with your squad.
Lot of tackles.
Oh, yeah. Loves the scheme. He's already used to it. Bring him in. Goodbye, EJ Speed. Take a podcast elsewhere.
Dude, that's a cool name, though. You can't get rid of him. Send him to the Eagles. He'll probably win shit.
Probably. We said Darius Leonard there. I mean,
Shaq Leonard.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he changed his name. So
Shaq was first or second?
Second.
Second.
So it was Darius then Shaq?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
Ever since he changed his name.
No good.
The opposite of no good. Pretty good. Offensive rookie of the year. We've seen this one coming too. This was a lock. And you know,
this
I
was not a lock.
I don't say the L word. It was Jaden Daniels.
It was not a lock because Jaden Daniels sucked at the end of the year.
Who cares?
And Bo Nix was coming up.
It's like Bo Nix, like 3/4 of the season, actually.
We're going to just act like Bo Nix didn't lead the Broncos to 10-7?
All right. What did the Commanders do?
You're telling me
Jaden
Daniels
went
12-5. Just lead the.
Okay.
That's all it. Right. Yeah. Give it to him.
Yeah, like a million records.
Basically a brand new organization over there.
Yeah.
Everything new.
Hey, they led the Commanders to the AFC or NFC championship.
They're just a Seahawks reincarnated squad.
Reincarnated. I'm a young my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What color is the CN Tower?
We have enough time to talk about this too.
It's red.
Yeah, yeah, let's change it. Yeah.
Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025.
Oh, lit.
Was announced during the NFL honors.
Yes, it was.
Those who got nominated are now inductees: Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp. Which is kind of out of the ordinary because there was only, I mean, there's four modern guys.
Antonio Gates is lit. Who else?
Sterling Sharp, Eric Allen, and Jared Allen.
I don't know who Eric Allen is.
So I'll be able to tell you. So Eric Allen played cornerback for the Eagles, Saints, and the Raiders. Played in at least 15 games in 13 of his 14 seasons. Had 6 interception season in 2000, which I know doesn't sound that impressive, but back then that was something. Returned 4 of his 6 interceptions for touchdowns in 1993.
Oh, so he's just that bland dude just last year.
Pretty much.
Yep.
I'm not putting him in.
Jared Allen, you know Jared Allen played defensive end for the Chiefs, Vikings, and the Bears, and the Panthers.
Yeah, he was a Vikings guy.
Yeah.
He was nice.
That's the team he was mostly known for. Antonio Gates, obviously, much deserved.
My guy.
Go up and get it.
Was a set Chargers all-time, marks and receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Elected to 8 straight Pro Bowls from 2004 to 2011.
When Pro Bowls mattered.
One of the best to do it.
When Pro Bowls mattered.
Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah. Those were good Pro Bowl years.
And Sterling Sharp, who I thought was overdue, he's definitely one of the best tight ends of all time. You could even argue better than Shannon. Some could argue better than Shannon, if anybody remembers Sterling.
Not what's her name?
Don't do it.
What's his name?
Don't.
Which I thought he played tight end, but I'm reading here.
What,
he played receiver?
Yeah.
I thought he played a little tight end.
No.
Psych.
I was mistaken.
Gotcha.
Well, obviously played for the Packers, but his one knock on him, career cut short, neck injury. So that might have been why they kept him away for.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, but didn't they say he won a triple crown?
What do you guys think, man? Who got snubbed? Because obviously, you know, we're talking along the lines of Adam Vinatieri, who's NFL leader in points all time.
Snub. That's a snub because
also kicker.
Also, like the clutchest kicks ever, like all the time.
Well, you could easily say most clutch player all time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna say no. You can't say that. Say it. Tom Brady exists, so we're not gonna say that. But
okay.
Who's the reason who got some of them Super Bowls for him?
He played for the Bucks.
Patriots.
Oh.
He had two Hall of Fame careers for two different teams.
Tom Brady.
Vinatieri.
Ah.
Him too. But how is that not first ballot worthy? All time leader in points.
That's pretty tough. And his kicks, like he has big kicks, and they were in like blizzards and playoff games and Super Bowls. The
biggest moments ever.
Yeah, I'd have to. But what does it like go by? Does it just go by anyone that gets enough votes, or does it go by a certain amount of people per year?
There's a committee that votes, and there is a number of people, but this is the shortest list they've had in a long time.
So they had room to give them more.
Yeah.
And they said no.
He could have been in there.
Is there any kickers in the Hall of Fame?
There's a few.
Yeah, there's a couple.
So he belongs.
I don't know off the top of my head, but
then they should have put him in.
No doubt. How you guys feel about Eli Manning?
Especially if they got room. Eli didn't get a first ballot?
No, sir.
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, he's not as good as Jared Allen or Antonio Gates.
Yeah, the numbers are kind of eh, but those two Super Bowls are really helping his case.
Definitely a Hall of Famer.
I'm going to say not next
he
year.
He won two Super Bowls. After.
Who did he beat in the two?
Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You see, do I think he was – my bad, go ahead.
Maybe if Nick Foles never beat him, then he would have got it for his ballot.
Did you see the list for who's eligible next year?
Yes, I was going to bring that up in a second.
Okay, perfect.
Wait, right. No, there's no more snubs?
Oh, I'm asking you. I mean, those
– I don't know who's eligible.
There's Reggie Wayne. There was Marshawn Lynch. Yeah.
Bro, both of those are Hall of Famers. And Marshawn's first ballot.
Well,
I thought so, too.
Apparently not.
Bro.
I thought so, too.
Apparently not.
Dude carried people to the Super Bowl.
Probably could have won.
He'll get in, but
– could have had two of them.
I think Eli will get in too before we carry on. I want to speak my piece on this too because yeah. A lot of people are, I don't know, they're 50-50 about this. He'll get in at some point. Do I think he's Hall of Famer? There's probably Hall of Famers in there right now who deserve it less than yep. Eli Manning.
Yep.
But overall, like, if it's true.
It's damn true.
The man has he ever won a division?
Eli?
Probably.
You would assume.
Probably not.
Fact check me on that one because that's been flowing around.
I'll trade every Bills division for one Super Bowl.
I know the one Super Bowl was
true.
Wild card. I don't know about the other one.
The other one was too.
Yeah. Okay.
Both of them.
I think they were both 9-17.
So there's that if it's true.
Three division titles.
Okay. So three. Okay. So
six playoff berths. Playoff six times, three division titles.
Well, yeah. Had to. That division's always been rotated.
So whoever's
did he win Super Bowl MVP though?
I'm gonna say no.
I feel like they didn't score enough points.
How many?
I feel like it was defensive.
Because you gotta be the best of the best, right? At any point in his career, have they been top 10 or top 5 in anything?
Probably not.
He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, and we're not gonna make him the first ballot.
He's gonna get in.
2-time Super Bowl MVP. There's only been licks Super Bowls.
How many?
Good way licks. To put that. Yeah.
It's only been a lick Super Bowls, and he's got two of them. And MVP at both.
Two licks.
Bro, I'm not saying he's got not two a Hall licks. Of Famer. He's getting in.
He got first ballot.
Is he not?
He should have been. If they had room, I'd understand if you were like, we got X, Y, and Z dudes. So, and we're like, we only had room for Marshawn or Eli. I'd be like, all right, fine. Give it to Marshawn.
That brings me to my next point.
Even then, I don't know if I would pick Marshawn or Eli.
That brings me
who would you rather have as a Hall of Famer? Marshawn Lynch or Eli Manning. You can only have one. Go.
Give me Marshawn. Bias.
I'm mad biased. I don't even like Eli Manning. I'm taking I'm taking Eli Manning.
And two Super Bowls against Tom Brady, though.
And he's the MVP of both of them.
Might have to be Eli.
And he's like top
bro,
15 in yards all time.
He'll get in.
I mean, I'm not like dying for him to get in. I don't even like the guy. Sounds like it. I'm just saying what's right.
Who would you rather have in there?
Just a little emotional, this guy.
But speaking of, I mean.
About to go get my meatloaf.
You brought it with you? Was that good?
You're crying about it.
Is that good?
So do you think they should expand like the amount of guys that get in? Because here's a look at next year's eligible first time, first ballot potential players. Drew Brees.
Guaranteed.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Yep. Guaranteed.
Jason Witten.
Nope. Not guaranteed. Not first ballot.
It depends on his numbers.
Antonio Gates better.
Numbers like that.
Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Uncle although Philip Rivers.
Probably not.
He should never be an MVP. Or not. He should never be. He should never be a Hall of Famer either.
I mean, maybe for kids, but
yeah.
How many kids he has?
For fucking.
And bolo ties. How you think he got all them kids?
Because what I'll say is, if he's in, Tony Romo has to get in, right?
Let's see, look, and now we're just letting anybody in the Hall of Fame. What is this, the All-Star game? But Philip Rivers should never, ever, ever.
Okay.
Philip, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Cool dude, right though.
To his soul.
Cool dude. Well, maybe he's cool. I don't even know. I never met him. Seems cool based off what he does on the field.
He talks a lot of shit, they were saying.
Yeah, but like in a funny way. That's Matt Johnson, favorite. He is. He loved Philip.
Yeah, that's his guy.
This is one of your favorites too. That's the last time you made the playoffs. You had Philip Rivers.
Guess where he ranks in? You're.
You guys might hang a banner for him or something.
Probably should
put him in the Hall of Fame of the Colts.
Should be. He should be in the Ring of Honor. The two seasons he's played, not even. Where is he ranking all time passing yards? Can you guess?
Philip, top 10.
30.
Do you want me to guess the number exactly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Eight.
Well, fuck. Let's go. I was going to guess eight, too.
Let's see. We're all on eight. What is it?
Six.
Wow.
Okay.
He's ahead of
all time.
He's ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, and Matthew Stafford. And if you want me to go further down the list,
you only
number 11, Eli Manning.
Super Bowls. 2-0.
Super Bowls, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I just saw a graphic of all the passing leaders of all time. Eli is like right there near Ben Roethlisberger, I'm pretty sure. Also a Hall
probably
of Famer.
Like 13.
Philip Rivers is not a Hall of Famer. I don't care how many passing yards he threw for. How many of that was garbage time? A lot.
He's also 6 in passing touchdowns.
That's cool.
Antonio Gates.
Why do you lose all the time?
I'm just bringing pass completions. Pass completions. Where's he at?
Where's he at in interceptions?
I'll tell you.
Pass completions.
Top 5 again.
9.
Completions is a hard one. No idea.
It is hard. Number 8.
Number 8 all time interceptions? Oh.
Pass completions. He's they have passing interceptions. I'm seeing interceptions for corners.
It's probably going to be like
all time NFL. Passing
Nathan Peterman.
Interception. Unfortunately, he did not play long enough to be on that list.
Well, Brett Favre is one, yeah.
Brett Favre is one with
that's all I know.
336 of them.
Oh, that's a lot.
He got a Super Bowl.
Long career, though. He does.
Yeah. Phillip Rivers is tied 25th all time.
Okay.
209.
That's better than I expected.
All right.
Tied Eli two. Manning, number 12. God. With 244. The only thing helping Eli over Philip is the Super Bowl.
That's it. But those are huge, though.
How many Super Bowls have Philip Rivers went to?
This is a good thing I saw, that I was like, you can't leave certain people out of MVPs and stuff like that because it's like the story of the NFL. You could tell the entire story of the NFL and never say Philip Rivers' name.
He's a part of it.
A part of what? Leading the Chargers to do nothing all the time, forever?
They're always right there.
They never did nothing.
He's there. He's part of the
story. He didn't set no records. He didn't do nothing.
And ever since that draft trade where Eli didn't want to be a Charger, still connected to
him. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't
say the story of the NFL without Eli Manning.
Yeah, real quick.
That's for sure.
Real quick. Who gets in first, Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers?
Eli.
Bro, Eli. Eli all day. Twice. He might get in there twice.
Twice.
Super Bowl.
Are you here because of this Super Bowl, or are you here because of this one?
Yeah. Which one played with OBJ?
That counts for something.
For me, that counts in my heart.
Yeah, Phil played with Antonio Gates.
He played with LT too, didn't he?
Yeah. Thompson, yeah.
How many Super Bowls you got?
None.
Team and that up. Team was loaded with people all the time. Pretty I don't much. Know if it was because they had cool jerseys or if they were actually disgusting, but they just had mad people all the time.
That was, fun. That was a fun little combo.
You don't got no more snubs?
I don't think anyone else, really.
I like ripping on snubs. Saying they don't deserve it, but...
I mean, the two main conversation points was Adam Vinatieri and Eli Manning. Reggie Wayne, was he snubbed?
Yeah. I would say that's so. Like Peyton Manning's main guy.
Next to Marv, yeah.
I don't know if you want to even say next to.
Next to.
You could say Marv was better, but was he actually there longer than with, like, Reggie was there the whole time.
You want to hear something crazy? I found this out the other day. Top three Colts receivers all time played for them within the past 20 years.
Yeah. Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, and T.Y.?
Yep.
T.Y.'s third or second?
Third, I think.
Marvin Harrison first or second? Because Reggie was there a long time.
Yeah, he was like that.
Who was first?
I think it might have been Marv.
Nice.
Nice. That's all you got to say. Nice.
Was he first ballot? Was Marvin Harrison first ballot?
I don't remember that.
Well, if he wasn't, then you can't give it to Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, it goes Marv, Reggie, T.Y. Hilton. And let me see how far off they are. Reception.
Marvin Harrison was not a first ballot Hall of Fame inductee. So, yeah, definitely Reggie Wayne is not either then.
Marvin and Reggie were like, I'm looking at the numbers. They're like hand to hand, bro.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne was nice. Don't sleep on Reggie Wayne.
You know, I'm up.
You're up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wide awake.
Yo, the drop off is crazy.
You John Mara on that, Reggie Wayne. You better be John Mara on that.
Oh, I ain't doing that to Reggie. That's Coach Reggie.
I'm staying awake.
Oh, he's up.
John Mara staying up forever.
Never sleep.
Yeah, just like you on Reggie Wayne.
Wide awake.
You're never sleeping on him.
Nah. We just up, like baby. Johnny. Just like
what is
happening? Steph Diggs and Cardi B. Never sleeping.
If it's up, it's what? If it's up, it's what?
If it's up, it is stuff.
That poor baby, man.
Sheesh.
Anyways.
Wasn't it karma?
Sheesh. I couldn't tell you.
No, it was something else.
Look it up right there.
I got other breaking news, though. This is kind of big.
More breaking news?
Bigger than
Cardi B.
Bigger than what? Go ahead.
Find it. Well,
nothing.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Travis Hunter. It's official word that he's going to the combine as a cornerback.
Yes.
So this might fuck up some people's dynasty leagues.
I'm taking him in the third round, too.
Is he even going to be available, though?
His name is Culture.
Culture. For the culture.
Hang loose, brother. That's what you just hit me with. Travis Hunter's working out at the combine as a cornerback. What's our first thoughts here?
I saw this coming.
Don't they get paid less?
They do, but
he's going to be a better corner than a receiver.
If you're looking at it that way.
Yeah.
But I would want to get paid as a wide receiver.
He's still going to play as some receiver. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, probably at some point.
But he's mostly going to be cornerback.
Yeah.
I do think, my opinion, I think he's going to have a better career as a cornerback than a receiver.
Yeah.
Probably the best. Not money-wise decision, but he's got a better chance of being the best corner in the league than he does receiver.
Well, yeah. Isn't he not that big?
I don't know off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, most of them usually pick defensive anyways.
I mean, the money's there.
6'1". No, he's not that small.
But I found that interesting, and this might.
185. He's like Garrett Wilson size.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's smart on him. He's definitely going to be one of the bigger spotlights of the combine. But speaking of, we'll get into more of the combine next week. It's already crazy that it's already next weekend.
Who would use him as a corner then? Because it wasn't it all the Patriots for him? And then, I mean, they don't need corners.
I mean, if you put him and Christian Gonzalez in the same room, that's nasty.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, though.
I mean, that's good, but your team's ass. You need a lot of stuff.
Travis Hunter not even going to be available by them.
Aren't they like pick three?
Giants are. They're pick four, I think.
Patriots?
Yeah.
You don't think he's going to be there?
Mm-mm. You think he's getting picked before that?
He getting picked top three.
He's going five. What's the order? Titans?
Browns. Giants. Patriots. Jags. Boom. Top five.
Boo.
As Jerry Jones would say.
Probably the Browns. Yeah, top five. If anything.
I can see the Browns taking him.
The Browns don't take him, then he's dropping.
We'll see.
To the Jags.
That could impact the Myles Garrett trade, could impact some things too, the way they approach the draft.
Yep.
So they're obviously going to get a first round for him.
They better get two. They better get two.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this year guaranteed for sure. They're getting one.
Like whatever Burns. I don't remember Burns first.
Brian.
Name. Yeah. Whatever. See, Rams offered two firsts for him, didn't they?
Oh yeah. They said nah. I don't want that.
And he's not Myles Garrett.
But anyway, we'll get, like I was saying, we'll get into the combine later. I'll give a little preview of who to look out for because all y'all, well, most of y'all were clowning my sleeper picks from last year's draft. Turned out three of them ended up being stars. So starters.
Bucky.
Yeah. Okay. If you're counting Bucky,
dude that got shot is good too.
Yeah, he was on my list.
You don't know his name?
Ricky.
They're about to let go of Debo Samuel for him.
They are. They're about to just cut Debo.
They might. Cooper Kupp, too, from Rams.
Cut?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why would they do that?
I got nailed Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, he's nice.
Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker for the Packers, started come up at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall, Bucky Irving.
Ricky.
I forgot who my fifth one is, but don't matter. Four out of five is solid.
Yeah, you do.
Who's five?
Ray fucking Davis.
Don't. He's nice. Ray fucking Davis.
Don't bought it.
He nice.
5'4", 5", motherfuckers.
We got the same birthday. I'm bringing up every time.
And every future.
Time. Well, I mean, I got LeBron, so.
All right, shut the
fuck up. We're not getting into that. But anyways, combine next week. We'll dive into all that. But for right now, Dynasty Leagues are starting to pop off, y'all.
Facts.
Some trades. I've seen in our league today. Yeah. There's a couple trades. But nonetheless, Donnie, the floor is yours, my friend. Who is top five dynasty prospects we should be keeping an eye on going into these drafts?
Let's we'll go and start at number one because it's not that interesting to start at number one. Or like it's not a big surprise. We're going Gentry at number one. This is obvious.
Gentry,
dude's just nasty, running crazy on that blue field. One of the best running back prospects in a minute. We're taking him number one. Okay. Don't care if your team sucks. Trade down to number two. Don't take a running back. You take a running back at the 101 and your team's ass is going to stay that way. Okay. Let's go trade down. Get yourself a wide receiver. These contenders, they're going to want Gentry and they're going to pay up for him. Number two, we're going Tet McMillan. He's like, yeah, big old tall dude. He's got good movement. He's 22 years old. So it's a young breakout age. We're going him. He's got nice route running for how tall he is too. 6'5" or 6'4".
Sheesh.
Yeah. And he moves like he's not 6'5" or 6'4". So we're going him at number two. Number three, going Luther Burden.
Luther receiver.
Burden.
Man's is they're calling him a more explosive JSN. And JSN really pulled up this year. He was looking good. So he's just like JSN, or not that they're saying not as polished as JSN, but pretty close. But when you get the ball in his hands, he's more explosive that he could take it to the crib. So we're going him at number three, Luther Burden. Number four, y'all talked me into this one. I flip-flopped. He wasn't even top five on my list for a little bit, but I'm in. Whoa. Tyler Warren.
A little insight there. Oh.
Yeah, Tyler Warren.
Okay.
Tight end. We're switching it up here.
Big boy.
This guy's a good blocker, which no one cares about for Dynasty because you don't get any points for blocking. But he's also a good receiver. This guy's 6'7", 260-ish. He can move, and they're saying a good potential landing spot for him could be the 49ers. What? Kittle's getting old. They're getting rid of Debo. If he lands on the 49ers, it's up. That's tight end one. Oh, no, Brock Bowers is tight end one. Well, that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
He'll be top five if he's on the 49ers. Yeah. And then number five, we're going Amike Egbuka.
Right on the nose. Well done.
Yeah. That guy.
Great job.
OSU.
Orange.
IO. Yep. Wide receivers. If you're from LSU or Ohio State, I'm in. All right.
Don't matter.
Don't matter what you got. And they're saying he's a good slot receiver. He's 22 as well.
So these young guys, that means you already broke out. You're good to go. If you're running slot, PPR machine potentially.
Yeah.
And pew, 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 pew. They had Olave, JSN. Who else they had? Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr. Yep. Come on. And this dude's coming right after these guys. Give me Obuka.
Yep.
Egg Buka.
Bang.
Whatever it is.
Egg Buka.
Top five. Top five, top five, top five.
Okay. So, friendly reminder, though, obviously, we don't know where these guys are drafted. And I'm just going to follow up as Brother Brett just saved himself from falling back there. That would have been something. Talking about viral, that probably would have
went. Yeah, that would have been fire.
I kind of, no disrespect, I kind of wish he fell.
Well, the chair usually stops itself. It has like this weird lock sometimes, and it hasn't been all the way back for a while.
We're about to hear it.
I finally went back. And holy shit, my life flashed before my eyes.
Man, nah.
Anyways, I'm sure this impacts your top five list, depending on where these guys get drafted to, because I'm sure that plays a big role.
Oh, yeah. Where they get drafted to, even how they do in the combine coming up.
Yeah.
Certain things are indications that guys are going to be good enough.
Combine's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Combine's going to be a lot of fun. But
draft position's huge, too, though.
Yeah. So just keep in mind, like, this list could change.
But oh, yeah.
These are just five guys to keep an eye on for the next couple weeks here.
If all of a sudden we see Luther Burden going top five, top 10, whatever, and Tet falls down to pick 26, guess what? They're jumping.
Flip-flop.
Yeah. Easy.
Okay. I like it, man. That's a solid list.
Great list.
Unless they get drafted to the Browns. Then I'm out.
Yeah.
Tough.
I like it. Man. That's what we got. Also, I would say don't go crazy. Here's the strategy I got for you. Strategy tips, just dynasty trade tips. I made a trade today. It has nothing to do with my strategy, I'm telling you right now. But
okay,
if you're trading and you are interested in these guys, either A, lock in, zone in, really do a lot of research on this, all right, and go straight in and try to get these trades early. If you're locking into the players that you're looking to get, try to make these trades early because these draft picks that you're trying to trade for to get up, I'm just going to get more and more expensive the closer we get to the draft. And then the draft is going to happen, and they're going to go through the roof during draft season. So right now, it's as cheap as these draft picks are going to get until they start to suck during the regular season. So if any of them start sucking, that's the only way these guys are going to get cheaper. Okay. Secondly, if you don't know nothing about these guys right now, don't be trading draft picks. Wait until you do know stuff.
That's good because so in your league – I'm going to make this public right now because Alan Garcia, he's
moving around.
He's trying. So he hit me up. I have the third overall pick. And in the second round, I think is 2, 3, or 5. So
okay.
2, 3 would make sense. But he offered me the second overall pick for my third overall pick and my second round pick.
So you'd be losing a pick to move up one.
A very good pick.
Which depends on your knowledge of these guys. Because right now, like last year, I would do that in a heartbeat to move from 3 to 2 because it was Odunze versus Neighbors. And I would be like, yeah, I'll give you like the 12th pick of the draft in the first round still to get up to Neighbors because I knew he was going to be disgusting.
Right.
But at this point of the rankings, like I wouldn't be able to tell you if Luther Burden and McMillan or who – is going to be number two right now. And so that's up to you to decide on if you actually are like, yeah, I know that this guy's going to be disgusting and this is a steal to move up.
And I told him too. I said, I'm not, listen, I'll revisit this. I don't got a problem discussing this. But as we're at that point where obviously it changes some things. Travis Hunter is going to be playing cornerback more than likely. Sure, he's going to get some receiver looks, sure, but he's mostly going to be playing corner. So that shakes up the top three a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
We know Genty's going to be one.
Yep. Genty's got to be one.
And I told him, I said, depending on where these guys get drafted, too, because I don't know if you'll say McMillan. Who's your number two right now? McMillan?
McMillan, I got two. So and Burden, three.
If he ends up Browns, don't want him.
Right? Yeah, no, I'll take the next guy.
Patriots, maybe.
Patriots, yeah.
Patriots, maybe. Jaguars, I don't know. That room's loaded.
That room, they already got, what's his name? They got Brian Thomas and the little guy.
And the Jets, I'll even throw the Jets. We don't know who's playing quarterback. Right now, we're in mystery land right now. So we're heading into the unknown, but we're gonna start figuring things out. So
that trade right there, you got to decide.
I know
it's if you really look into that, like if you're able to figure out that there's a huge gap between the second and the third best guy, then it's a great deal for you.
True.
But if you don't think that there's any gap between the second and the third guy,
then the deal sucks. Right. If it's like, oh, I don't care who you take, I'm gonna just take the other guy kind of situation, you picking for me, whatever. But if it's a dang, I don't got Malik Neighbors, I gotta get the third string wide receiver for the Bears.
Right. Exactly.
So, and I don't know what the case is for that because I don't be following college. So that's where you got an advantage there.
For not following college, your list is good.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is very good. Dynasty season, baby.
That's it.
That is true.
And I also say too, it's like my team's in a position right now where I need all the picks I can get.
That's the thing too. You gotta see a roster composition. Yeah.
My team's ass.
So you need as many swings for the fences as you can.
I would say worse.
Really?
What was that?
I had 2 wins last year.
Same.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
His league, I'm pretty bad.
Yeah. That's coming off back to back like semifinals though.
Yeah. I had a good run. I was like the Chargers. I was right there, but I recognized. I'm like, I got to blow this bitch up.
Yep.
Boom. That's one reason. That's one reason why I had 2 wins. I blew it up early.
It's better to blow it up.
Oh, I did too.
Than to go 7-7 and lose in the first round. Because guess what? No one cares about that.
Now, here, my thing is, I got like 16 picks this draft.
This draft? That's pretty good.
What are you doing? I loaded up. I loaded up.
Loaded up.
Guess what? All I need Anthony Richardson to pan out. That's a big one. Yeah. I need. You all right?
Yeah.
Is that sub getting to you?
No.
Probably is. Extra mayo.
Oh, yeah. Definitely getting
mayo. Extra mayo so dripping out his fucking cheeks.
What? Yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
I was going to say, like, Will Levis. Well, I don't know that.
He shouldn't piss, bro.
It's a foot long. Extra mayo.
I forget what I was about to say, man. My dynasty team stinks. We're going to get better.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
He's got to pan out.
Yeah. He doesn't have to. 16 picks. You could just take whatever quarterback.
That's true.
That's crazy.
Third round, second round.
There's about 5 good ones.
Michael Penix last year could add to like a fourth rounder in 1 QB leagues. Yeah.
Hopefully Caleb does something this year. Anyways.
Hell of a show, boys. Not bad for an offseason.
No.
1 hour and 40 minutes. Could still have shit to talk about. But guess what? That's what next week's for. We got less shit happen. We're going to see. I just want to announce, too, there's some big things on the horizon. So, number one, make sure you follow us at TankTalk_pod. On all of our social media platforms to stay up to date with everything we got cooking. Subscribe on our YouTube channel, Tank Talk Podcast. Go on our website, read up on some blogs, see what we got cooking there, tanktalkpodcast.com. That's going to look a little different. The graphics going to look a little different.
Huh?
The logo, where am I pointing at? Boom! Right here. Guess what? Last time you're going to see it.
Yeah, upgrade.
Super upgrade.
New season, Tank Talk is on the way.
Yep.
June, we're heading into our 3rd anniversary.
Third anniversary. Yeah.
So we're on the up. You're going to see more guests on the show. We're working on some more potential partners on the way. We're shaking things up around here, y'all.
Shake and bake.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that again. Video people got shit.
Shake and bake.
Maybe if Anthony makes it next week, we'll head to Anthony's corner. He'll catch us up on everything that's going on outside of football, which we really need help with right now.
Yeah.
4 nations.
That's happening. Fights. USA Canada final this
3 fights in 9 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's what NBA's got to do. Take the All-Star game away.
Just fight. I thought he was going to say, everyone fight.
It's Nate Robinson.
That is crazy.
They take 4 nations and play basketball for a gold medal. And they'd actually play.
USA versus world.
Yeah, what are we talking about? 4 now? There's
like USA the 4 best countries of basketball. Like the 4 best countries for hockey. That's what they did.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone else is mid outside of the U.S.
Regardless, Anthony will catch us up to speed on whatever's going on outside of the NFL.
I need to know what Sohai is doing.
He's pitching.
Nice.
He's back pitching. I seen that.
Let's go.
So that's huge. Spread the bread. Unfortunately, we did not do it tonight because there's really nothing to pick. College basketball, we have not been watching, but we will be pretty soon because within the next couple weeks, we'll be announcing the March Madness Bracket Challenge on the Tank Talk Podcast.
Hell yeah.
It'll be a 3rd year doing it. March Madness. What are you saying?
No.
What? No, say it. Say what you said.
Like it's March Madness.
Yep.
What?
Future?
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta say birthday. Balling like a monster, man.
You gotta say birthday.
All right, y'all. Well, all I said, I think you're catching up to speed. There's gonna be a lot of changes coming up here.
I understand. Who calling my shit?
Okay. Answer your damn phone. And with that being said, am I missing anything else before we get out of here?
Baby girl.
Yeah, let's get out.
Let me see you dance. Let me see you twirl. Hey, hey. All right,
y'all. We'll see you next week.
That's right. Shout out Steph Diggs.